I'm just going to talk about the remote learning. What I want to talk about will really be the details for families who's opted to go fully remote. That's 100% from home. So if you're in blended, you want to listen in, that's fine. You know, I don't know, you might choose to go remote after the first day, after the first week. So it's useful information, at least as much as I can tell you. Once again, if you have questions, just type it in the chat. I address all questions at the end. It'll be a pretty short meeting because I really don't have, I have concrete information, but not details yet. So once again, please type in any language. We will use Google Translate and I will answer your question. Sijia, please.
Yeah, 然后今天校长说呢，这个会议主要是给100%选择了远程学习的家长开的，所以如果你选择了混合学习，就是一半待在学校，一半待在家里的呢，你也可以待在这里听一听。如果你开学一天就改变主意了，这些有用的信息都是可以对你有帮助的。然后如果在会议过程中你有任何问题，你可以把它打到那个我们的 chat 里面，然后 Miss Wang Li 在会议结束之后呢会回答大家所有的问题。大家也可以在 School Connect 上面留言有问题，然后我们会用谷歌翻译来翻译，然后回答您的问题。谢谢。
OK. Miss Rowena Lee, if you could say that in Spanish. I noticed we have a family on. Hi, Nayeli. If their mommy needs support. Okay, Aman. If mommy needs support, maybe we can call her privately tomorrow to fill her in. Nayeli, you can help mommy out too, okay?
Okay, no problem. Bienvenido. Bye. A todos los padres, la directora quiere mandar saludos. Si ustedes tienen preguntas, ustedes pueden ponerlo en el chat y poder darle su responder en español. La mamá de Nayeli, yo te puedo llamar mañana para que visite qué es lo que está diciendo a la directora. ¿Ustedes tienen problemas?
Okay.
Aló.
Hola,
sí,
mami.
Está bien, gracias.
Okay, de nada. Okay, Miss Wangley, she said it's okay. I'll give her a call tomorrow.
Okay, cool. But she could stay on because Nayeli can listen in. So if anybody else needs that support, please just put it in the chat, okay? We will give you a call, so do not worry. Okay, we're going to start with the concrete. Learning and teaching starts September 21st. For remote learning as well as the blended learning. Sijia?
那我们如果大家有任何问题呢，都可以在 chat 上面留言，我们都会回答你的。然后呢，我们是9月21号正式开学，不管是远程学习还是混合学习，都是9月21号正式开始。
Okay. This, I know people were confused because online they said September 16th there will be outreach. On September 16th, there will be outreach by the teachers. They will make sure that your child can get onto Google Classroom. They will check in if there's any concerns. So for on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, you may or may not get a phone call from the school. Many of you that are on, your child has been in Google Classroom. So when we set the classroom up, we'll do outreach. We're pretty confident that if they've been on since March, they'll know what to do. But, you know, if there's a concern, if you have a concern, just reach out to us, you know, and we'll walk you through it. I mean, that's what we're here for.
然后我知道很多家长可能会觉得有一些糊涂，因为网上有信息说9月16号远程学习开始，那其实是这样的，我们是9月21号才正式开学。9月16号呢，老师会开始建立远程的 Google Classroom， 然后呢，我们可能会打电话给家长，然后因为去年一年我们用的都是 Google Classroom， 所以小孩子应该是已经知道要怎么登录了。如果小孩子有任何问题的话呢，可以联系我们，或者给我们打电话，我们会帮助你解决。
So, also either on the 16th, 17th, or 18th, our teachers will log on by grade. So depending on what grade your child's in, they're going to do outreach and let you know when they're going to have the orientation. That will be just a short hello and a chance for you to meet the teachers on your child's grade. So your child is going on to second grade. We will contact you. We'll contact all second graders. And you can jump on. It'll be. Oh, Olga, you muted me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to mute a family and that hit you. I'm so sorry.
Okay, whoa. Did I say something I wasn't supposed to? Anyhow,
so I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. We will contact you so you can hop on. Please don't worry if you have work and you can't hop on in the morning. I can't make the teachers go on at night from home like I am right now. So what we will do is record the orientation. And hopefully, if possible, Ms. Lipsky, I would like to post the orientation. So at least your child can watch it and you can watch it whenever you have time. So do not worry if you miss the orientation. Our goal is not to punish anybody because we're doing it in the morning. Our goal is that we want the teachers to be able to do it from school. We will videotape it so that you could watch it throughout the weekend as many times as you want. And really, it's so that you can know the teachers on the team and so your child can become familiar with who will be reaching out to them this coming school year. Sija.
然后我们根据不同的年级，在16、17、18号这三天呢，每个年级会选择他们要跟小孩子举行开学介绍的这个时间，然后呢，每个年级的老师呢会跟小孩子做自我介绍，并且介绍一下接下来这个学年的学习情况。那这是一个了解接下来这个学年的学习情况和老师的一个好机会。如果家长呢，因为白天要工作没有办法登录上去呢，也没有关系，因为我们会把这个开学介绍录下来，然后发到网上，所以大家不用担心会错过。因为老师们一般晚上是不上班的，所以这个介绍会在早上。
Okay, please for the first first 3-4 weeks, a lot of the learning will be socio-emotional learning. A lot of it will be at least for in-house safety procedures, policies, and for the remote, we can jump into content, but really is a lot of socio-emotional learning, making sure the children are okay. It is really hard to start the year, and it's different dynamics because they're not in the building in front of the teachers. A lot of it will be explaining to them the expectations of what it means to have remote learning. Sija?
那么开学的最先的三个或者四个星期呢，我们会着重进行社交情感的教学，因为小孩子没有见到其他人已经很长时间了，所以我们会主要集中在社交情感教学。然后呢，还有一些关于安全的，在学校里面怎样保证自己安全，保证他人安全的这些介绍，然后我们会也会同时教一些内容，但是头三个星期、四个星期主要是集中在安全介绍和社交情感教学。
Okay, so remote learning on the 21st. Everybody's day starts at 8:30 in the morning. The school day is from 8:30 to 2:50. I know a lot of you are jotting notes, like, don't worry. We will try to put everything online as organized as possible so that it's not confusing. But the day starts at 8:30. We expect
the children. Sorry, correction, till 2 o'clock.
Oops, sorry, till 2 o'clock, my fault. I've done this over and over again. I'm confusing when the students are in school and when the teachers are in the building. Yeah, so the day starts at 8:30 to 2 o'clock. That means if you're on remote, we're expected that you log on 8:30 in the morning. I'll let Sija translate that first.
正常呢，我们的一天是从八点半开始，从八点半一直到两点结束。也就是说，如果你在家里是参加远程学习的话呢，我们希望你八点半的时候准时登录上来。
Okay. I am going to show you the minutes that the teachers will be on. Ms. Lipsky, so the DOE has recommended the certain amount of minutes that the children log on for the live instruction. Live instruction meaning they either meet with the teacher or they may be watching a video. There will be times when they will log on, it'll be the whole class. Then we will have moments with a small group, and sometimes it will be one-on-one. So I'm going to show you the minutes that is expected that your child will receive that's age-appropriate, grade-appropriate. Ms. Lipsky, can you?
那接下来呢，校长会给大家看一下教育局规定的，我们根据不同的年级要求的每天的直播时长。直播呢，就是老师坐在屏幕前，然后和小孩子进行互动。这样的直播呢，有全班教学，还有小组教学，还有一对一的教学。根据不同的小孩子不同的年龄，然后每个年级的直播时长会有一些不同。
Okay, so for my pre-K families, in September, the part that's live, which means it could either be watching a video or meeting with the teacher, in September is 20 to 30 minutes. That's what's recommended. Same for October, and then we build up to 60 minutes. So the expectation is not that we have your child, a four-year-old, sit in front of the screen for 30 minutes straight. We will break that up, but the pre-K teachers will reach out to the pre-K families. They're gonna try to ask you, would you prefer to have it all in the morning or would you like to spread out? They found that in springtime when they had the pre-K, a lot of the families preferred that a lot of the live instruction was in the morning. So they would do their read aloud, they did the science experiment, they did the literacy and math. It was in the morning, and the afternoon was spent on independent activities, which we know at the end of the day for the four-year-olds, you'll be fully supporting them. But they'll reach out to you and, you know, they'll work with what you need for your family. That would really be not by consensus, but what the majority of the family needs. So that's the pre-K schedule. We're gonna move on to the other grades, Ms. Lipsky.
Ms. Sang, can you translate?
Yeah, sorry.
这个刚刚校长给大家看的呢是学前班，就是刚才那个表格的第三行是学前班。那么从九月开始呢，学前班的直播时长是20到30分钟，然后呢10月份会稍微变长一些，然后11月会变得更长一些。那么这些时间呢不是说一次性完成的，一般呢是会分开在每天不同的时间进行，比方说早上直播10分钟，下午再直播20分钟这样。然后老师 呢会联系家长，然后调查一下家长比较偏好在一天中的什么时候进行直播。然后一般去年呢，我们的学前班老师都是早上的时候进行直播，读故事或者做一个科学小实验。然后到下午的时候呢，都是小孩子的独立作业。当然，对于学前班4岁的小孩子来说，下午的独立作业可能是需要家长很多的支持才可以。
Okay, now we're gonna move on to the other grades once Ms. Lipsley gets it on. Any questions, please type it into the chat. So here are the minutes, and we'll post this in the website, like do not worry. This is on the DOE site. We will post this also. We just don't wanna overwhelm everybody with too much information. So for kindergarten, 65 to 75 minutes. For first grade, so you could see as the grades move up, the minutes are longer. And please understand, the teacher's not in front of the screen teaching live for 95 minutes. For my second graders, it will be broken up throughout the day, depending on the subject. Sometimes it won't be the teacher. We found, for example, concepts that relate to science. The students really get the concept much better when we show a video that supports the science. So that is part of the live teaching, those minutes. Yes, so I'm gonna let you explain that, Sijia.
然后呢，现在我们看到的是，从幼儿园一年级、二年级要求的直播时间，我们可以看见，随着年龄的增长，每天的直播时间呢是会越来越长。但是再次请大家注意，不是说，比方说二年级的小朋友九月份一上来就要坐在电脑前95分钟一动都不动，我们还是会把这个时间分开，比方说30分钟、30分钟、35分钟这样。然后呢，在这个直播的时间呢，并不是说老师一直 在不停的说，不停的说，不停的说，还会和小孩子有一些互动。比方说，在科学课的时候，可能老师放一个小视频，然后问一些小孩子问题，这样子的互动，小孩子理解的会更快一些。
Okay, Ms. Lipsky, if you could show the fourth and fifth grade. Okay, third to fifth grade. So that's really okay. We will try to follow those as much as possible. In many cases, our teachers do go over the minutes. I'm gonna tell them not to because I do know there's a concern that the children are on the screen. It's just, you know, depending on the concept that they're trying to teach, it might be more minutes, it might be less. And don't worry, you don't have to write this down. We will post it.
然后这是三年级到五年级的时间表，有的时候呢，我们的老师可能会稍微超时一点，如果要教的内容稍微难一点，我们会尽量不要超时，因为知道小孩子在电脑前面坐的太久也不大好。然后大家不用急着抄这些，我们会把这里所有的信息都会发到网上。Okay,
do not worry. I know there's a lot of questions about schedules for blended and for remote upon. We are in the midst of creating a schedule. It will be posted. We have shared with the teachers. There should be no surprises. It should be pretty much set so that the students know when they, you know, when they should log on, and the families know. We're working on that right now. We're trying to figure out the staff members. So for the families on remote, we are doing to have our teachers do the remote. We have 7 teachers on remote, which is realistically not enough for all the students that are on remote. We did ask for support from the district, but we really are planning to rely on our own core set of teachers. So some of our teachers that are in-house, we're gonna try to arrange it so they could handle the remote also. I think at the end of the day, that's what everybody wants. Sijia,
我们呢现在正在制作，正在研究这个时间表，所以如果大家有关于小孩子什么时候来上学，哪天来上学，这时间表的问题，请大家稍微耐心一点，因为我们现在还在想办法安排人员。我们学校呢一共只有7个老师申请了远程教学，那这样的人数是远远远不够的。我们已经向学区申请了帮助，但是呢，我们觉得还是依靠自己的老师比较好，所以我们会尽量呢让自己内部
Okay, so once we have a schedule, you will be notified. Just know that the school day is from 8:30 to 2 o'clock. We expect the children to log on. We expect the children to be listening. We were a little bit more lenient when we went on remote learning last spring. We're going to give them a lunchtime, so they should not be eating while the teacher is on live. We want their attention. So, but we're going to share that with the children, and we're hoping that they're responsible enough. Like, it's not, you know, we just need your support, but we'll tell the children it's the expectation, you know, that they, you know, that they can sit and listen for the brief periods that the teacher's doing live teaching. The other times they will be doing work that's assigned to them. We are using Google Classroom, so if they have questions, they could type it in the chat. The teacher will be checking in, so do not worry. iPads. I know many of the new families have applied for iPads, and you're waiting for it. Every time you apply, we check to make sure the application's in. Ms. Lipsky checks. I will give her all the credit for the iPads at this point. If you fill out the application, we don't see it, she'll reach out to you. Right now, the DOE is not sending out any iPads yet, but they have your application. I was told that they are waiting for the seniors that graduated to return their iPads so they could re-clean them, reprogram them, and send them out. So you have to be patient. Like, that doesn't come from us, but they have your applications. Supplies. Do not worry about supplies. We have ordered supplies for all of you. Whatever you need. We're not having you pick up yet because we are still waiting for more of the supplies to come in. So I know some families, they were running out of loose leaf paper. It was even hard to order because everybody else was buying loose leaf and copier paper. Like, we have that. We have notebooks for you. We have pencils for you. We have scissors. We have glue. We have crayon. We have coloring pencils. So that, you know, when Ms. Lee Yali Lin teaches art, your child have, they'll have the supplies. We'll call you, we'll let you know. We have to arrange it by class because we're limited to how many people can come into the building. I'm praying for sunny days because if we can have pickup outside, I could call more families in. They will be bagged and you'll have the supplies. You'll have the math investigations book. Just be patient. We are in the process of bagging whatever we have. We're waiting for a few more key items and then we're set. We'll also give you last school year's work. We cleared out the desks, we bagged everything as best as possible and labeled it so you can take it home and decide what you want to keep and what you want to toss. Okay, Ms. Lipsky, I will let Cija translate.
我们一旦弄清楚了我们的时间表，就会立刻通知大家。然后大家只需要知道我们是八点半开始上学，然后两点钟放学，中间会有午餐时间，所以大家要知道，老师在直播的时候，小孩子不应该在下面吃午饭，因为会有午饭时间专门分给你们。然后关于DOE的iPad的事情，我们现在呢，所有的申请都已经收到了。 Ms. Lipsky 呢，是非常认真的在处理所有的申请，但是现在 DOE 呢还不再寄送新的 iPad， 因为他想等到所有申请了 iPad， 然后已经毕业的小朋友把 iPad 还回去之后呢，他要进行消毒，然后呢才会寄送出来。所以大家要稍微耐心一点。然后还有一个事情呢，就是关于文具的事情。然后大家也不用担心，我们给所有远程在远程学习的小孩子呢，都已经订了文具和数学书，还有去年的作业。然后呢，我们会把它分门别类的全部标好。然后我们准备好了之后呢，会打电话给家长，然后呢会安排大家来拿。大家要耐心一点，因为DOE有规定，来这个楼里面的人每天不能超过一定的数量，但是不用担心，我们一旦所有东西都收到，就会开始通知大家，大家来拿就好。
Content, your child will be doing grade appropriate work. I know many feel that the children are falling behind. We're not going to review what they learned the year before. We are moving forward. We will just offer more support for each topic. You know, so if your child slotted to go for the fourth grade, we will not spend time reviewing third grade work. We're going to jump into fourth grade work with the understanding that we will provide more support. My team of teachers have already met with the teacher, your child's teacher from last school year, and they know what topics they need more support in, what they weren't able to cover as much, they weren't able to cover in depth, and they have built that in. We've spent a lot of time planning. So please don't worry. And if you have concerns, just email me. Email Ms. Lipsky. Email the teacher. There's one thing we are very good at is responding.
然后关于教学的内容呢，我们会开始新的一年的教学，也就是说，如果小朋友呢在学习方面稍微有一点落后，我们一开学呢是不会花很多时间来复习。比方说，小孩子现在三年级，我们不会花太多时间来复习二年级的东西，我们会开始三年级的学习。但是呢，大家请放心，因为我们老师已经和第一年级的老师开过会了，所以知道大家哪些内容是需要加强的。 的，哪些内容是已经掌握的。所以呢，在学习新的内容的过程中呢，老师也会抽时间对需要帮助的小孩子进行辅导。
Okay, back to supplies. If you're not in the New York area, just let us know. We're going to ship it to you. We already have the supplies. We don't mind shipping. You know, we have a budget from the DOE, I think we do, that will allow us to ship. Just let us know where you are. We understand that a lot of families on remote might not be in Manhattan, so you can't pick up. Let us know. We will start shipping to you and not wait for everything to come in, because either way, I think we have to break it up into chunks. I know we do plan to get yoga mats for the children. That leads me to my next topic, specialty area. We plan to keep Spanish, yoga, phys ed, music, and art. Your child will get a music notebook. You will get a sketch pad from Ms. Lin. We are figuring out the yoga mats. The students in-house will have yoga. And the students in-house will have physical education. We did get approved for open space, but they didn't clarify what that means. I requested space at Seward Park Track and Field so that the children could go out for fresh air. I also requested open street so that when you drop your child off or when the families drop their children off or pick up, we have space to socially distance. They just said I was approved for open space. I don't know which open space. So we're trying to figure that out. But we plan to get that for the remote families also. So we have five specialty areas. Your children will have the five specialty area, but not live instruction. Those teachers have to be, they're teaching classes during the day, so they physically can't be in two places, but what they will do is record lessons and post it with the understanding that your child will look through it. Like, I know my second graders we don't know how successful this will be, but they will be starting ukulele, learning to play the ukulele. It'll be all videos from Ms. Rana. Mr. Lavalli plans to videotape a lot of physical education clips so your children can practice movement at home in a small space, so that your children can actually do the moves, like dribbling between the leg. We're gonna send those little plastic basketballs so that your child can grip and pass, small things, so you'll have it. So the children on remote, your children will have the specialty areas, but it will be videos of the teacher. All right, so I'm gonna stop, Sija, you go.
那刚刚校长说，如果大家有任何问题的话呢，请不要犹豫，立刻写邮件给我们，我们回复消息都很快。如果有家长不住在纽约市这个区域，或者住得很远，不方便过来拿东西的话呢，可以告诉我们，我们有教育局的拨款，可以把东西邮寄给你。然后呢，新的一个学年，小孩子会有五门副课，分别是体育、音乐、西班牙，瑜伽课和美术课，然后呢，每门课都会有相应的学具寄给大家。比方说美术课呢，林老师会给大家寄涂鸦的本子，然后瑜伽课呢，小孩子会拿到瑜伽垫。然后，但是呢，如果你是选择百分之百远程学习的话，那这五门副课呢是没有直播教学的，因为这五门副课的老师呢，他们每天都要在学校教他们自己的，教我们就是在学校的学生，没有办法进行直播教学。但是呢，他们会把课程录好，然后放在网站上。比方说呢，今年二年级的小孩的音乐课，我们新开了小吉他，就是尤库里里。所以呢，我们的音乐老师 Miss Rana 会录自己弹尤库里里，然后把教学视频 po 到网上。
Okay, for my third, fourth, and fifth graders, we do plan to continue with violin lessons. We're trying to work that out. If we do continue, they will be on Zoom. So your child will be to log on for the lessons. They're also conducting the lesson for the blended class, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, it's just hard to hear you. You're coming in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. my internet connection is unstable. So we are trying to bring in violin still for third, fourth, and fifth grade, ukulele for second grade. We plan, hopefully, I'm going to reach out to the H Chen Dance, the Chen Dance Studio, and we'll have movement for the lower grades. All those will be done on Zoom. We are limiting the amount of adults in the building, but we will have a set schedule for you. We just have to like do outreach and figure it out. But like, don't worry, you will have a schedule. Mm-hmm.
然后呢，大家不用太担心，一旦我们最后的日程定稿了之后呢，会立刻告诉大家会有一个相对比较严密科学的日程发给大家。然后关于课外的这些活动的事情呢，现在我们确定下来是二年级会学。 ukulele， 然后三到五年级呢还是小提琴，我们同时还会联系陈舞蹈室，然后呢会抛一些关于动作和舞蹈教学的视频。
Okay, I'm sorry. Please, Olga, Ms. Lipsky, if you can't hear me, wave your hand.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay, great. I think that's it. I apologize that I'm not giving you any more details. I cannot tell you who the teacher is yet, only because I'm waiting for the DOE to let me know whether I'm going to get extra support or not. But whoever the teacher will be, you'll get to meet them on the orientation. Okay, now for my families not on School Connects, my new families, please give it like a week or two after school starts. It takes a while for everybody to get onto School Connects. School Connects is an app that we use in-house that that will allow you to contact us. It's an app that we download. If you're new, you don't have it yet. It's a great app. Whenever you have any concerns, all you do is basically text the teacher. If you want, you could text me. Actually, when you text the teachers, I get to read it because I insist that I'm in every conversation. When you text me, the teachers don't get to read it. So when it is available, we will call you in and set you up, or you could do it remotely. Like, don't worry. We will keep you up to date. Right now, the best we can do is ask you to check our website. Whatever we post on School Connects, we're going to mirror it on the website. I am going to stop and go down the questions quick, okay? Because I think they'll lead to more questions. Sijia, if you could explain what I just said.
Yeah, 刚才校长说很抱歉, 现在还不能给大家确切的关于具体的日程安排的消息, 因为我们还在等DOE的消息, 看看会不会分给我们更多的老师进行远程教学。 但是呢, 大家请不要担心, 就算没有分给我们老师进行远程教学, 我们在学校的老师也有办法把远程教学很好的进行下去。 然后呢, 任何的信息, 我们都会发送在School Connects上面。 School Connects呢, 是一个很好的软件, 是我们和家长沟通, 经常用的一个软件。 那么新注册我们学校的家长如果还没有School Connects这个软件的话呢， 可以来联系我们， 可以到学校来， 或者呢给我们打电话， 我们会帮你把这个账户set up好。 如果现在你还没有School Connects软件呢， 我们的通知也会发在我们的学校的网站上面， 大家登录学校的网站也能看到最新的通知。 那么接下来校长就会回答大家的问题了。
Okay, so I'm going to go down the questions, Aman. Okay, what Wednesdays will we be in school? All right, so week one is the 21st. So 21, 22, 23 will be AAA. 24, 25 will be BB. Week two, 28, 29 will be AA. And 30 will be BBB. Don't worry, Olga will put a schedule on. We'll have signs all over. We're gonna give the children color-coded tags so that you remember. It will be posted. Sijia, if you could just share that question.
刚才有一个家长问，可不可以告诉我们小孩子哪天要来上学，哪个礼拜三要来？那么呢，现在我们的远程教学是把小朋友分成两组，A组和B组。比方说9月21号那个星期，那21号、22号、23号就是A组的小朋友来，24号、25号是B组的小朋友来。然后 在下一个星期28号、29号、30号是 B 组的小朋友来，31号和10月1号呢是 A 组的小朋友来。说错了，28号是放假不上学，但是就是这样轮流的过程来。然后对，就是这样。然后呢我们会把组别的所有的信息呢贴在学校，然后发给家长，然后会分不同的颜色，所以大家不用担心，小孩子会记得很清楚自己到底哪天应该来，哪天不应该来。
Okay, so the next question is, is there any program such as APEX? All programs that are outside school that used to come in, they're on hold right now. We are waiting for guidance. I do know we reached out to University Settlement,CBC, Grand Street Settlement, ISS, and Victoria's Voices. We asked them if they would host remote after school. So if you want your child to be for homework help, maybe, you know, you would want to sign up for a homework help session. So they're going to give us details on that, or we already posted the information. Maybe you can call them up. I know some families were interested in the homework help. And I think, I know University Settlement is considering it, and Grand Street Settlement. ISS, they did remote summer school, so I'm sure they'll consider it also. So touch base with them. Maybe Ms. Lipsky, tomorrow we could repost the after school programs again, so that, or if it's still on, you can reach out to them and see if they have homework help after school for remote families. Sijia?
那刚才有一个家长说还有没有一些课外的辅导班，比方说 APEX 这些项目，然后所有呢这些课外辅导的项目现在呢我们都是不确定，因为我们需要 DOE 的批准才能让这些外面的人进到学校的 building 里面来。但是呢我们知道有一些课外辅导的项目呢它会提供远程的作业帮助。相关的课外辅导项目的联系人和联系信息我们都已经发在了 School Connects 的网站上，明天我们会再发一下。如果大家有需要呢可以直接打电话联系课外辅导项目的负责人，看看新的一个学期他们会怎么进行这种辅导项目，有没有在线的辅导这些。
Okay, the next question, are you going to call us to ask us where, whoops, it just jumped up, our addresses if we don't live in Manhattan? I think we need you to contact us if possible. We have old information from last school year, and you know, we discovered thatnone of the information is current when we try to reach families. So if you're not in Manhattan and you're not sure whether we have your new address or not, please shoot us an email or School Connects us. It's easier than us going through 550 students. So let us know. Can you please let us know about school buses? I know they signed a contract for school buses. If you can type in, can they type in privately to you, Ms. Lipsky? Type in privately to Ms. Lipsky, your child's name, and we will confirm busing. But I do know for some of the specific students in my incoming kindergarten class and my existing first grade class, busing has been arranged. I just don't know if it will happen until the second week of school. Wait, that's...If you're on remote learning, you don't need busing.
Not everyone cares for remote.
Oh, okay. All right, but, all right, Sijia, please.
那刚才有家长问，如果我们不住在曼哈顿的话，我们会不要收到寄送的东西，是不是要联系学校？那是这样的，我们现在的信息呢，都是根据去年的即时联系信息，我们不知道您现在有没有搬家，或者说我们掌握的您的住址信息是不是最新的。如果你不放心，我们掌握的住址信息是不是最新的，或者说你最近搬家了，然后你想让我们寄东西给你的话呢，你可以给我们发一个消息。 息，然后告诉我们你最新的地址，这样呢，对于我们来说要容易一些，相比于我们一个一个去看500多个学生的住址，如果您主动告诉我们你住在什么地方，希望我们记忆，那对我们工作来说会稍微轻松一些。然后还有一个问题是问关于学校的巴士的问题，然后呢，我们知道是有学校巴士的服务的提供的，如果你想了解更多这方面的信息呢，你可以私信给我们的副校长 Miss Lipsky， 然后呢告诉他你的小孩的班级和名字，然后他会去网上查一查你他的巴士的信息有没有确认下来，然后给您回复。
OK, Valoria, okay, her statement is, sorry for connection issues, missed much of this, so you may have covered it, but what is a pre-K remote program looking like? What times? Is it daily? Will the pre-K remote class be the same group of kids daily? Same teacher daily? How many kids in the pre-K remote class? And thank you. Maybe you should translate the question first and I'll answer it.
然后刚才有一个家长说有一个联系的网络问题，所以他可能错过了这些消息。他问的是学前班，学前班的远程学习会是什么样子呢？每天什么时候开始？是不是每天都有？然后学前班会不会有小组学习？是不是每天都是一样的老师？然后学前班有多少个老师，多少个小孩子进行远程学习
？Okay, so, oh, okay.All right, pre-K, the remote class will be daily. If you're on remote, your child logs on daily. Will it be the same teacher? It will be a teacher on the grade. We will try to keep it the same teacher, but it's quite fluid. That's why we are giving you the opportunity on the day of the orientation to meet all the teachers.So pre-K, I have 3 teachers and 2 educational assistant. It will be one of them doing remote, but only one of them. That is my pre-K pod. So one day it might be Ms. Hafner, one day it'll be Ms. Cho, one day it'll be Ms. Chin. Remember, they also break up into small groups. So the educational assistant will be taking small groups. It doesn't matter what day it is, it will be one teacher in the pre-K pod. You will get to know them. This is the same for my first grade, my second grade, up to fifth grade. You will get to meet the teachers on the grade. We will be calling them the teaching pod or the teaching team for the grade. Sijia, I'll let you translate that.
那校长刚才回答的这个问题是的，学前班呢是每天都要上课的，但是呢老师呢是流动的，我们会尽量保证是相同的老师，但是呢我们现在呢是采用这种流动的，就所以说我们16、17、18号这3天呢会有一个开学前的介绍，你会见到学前班所有的老师，然后目前我们学前班是有3个老师和2个助教，然后这3个老师会每天轮流，然后比方说Miss Cho 她今天呢会教 Pre-K Remote 的老师，然后第二天的 Miss Chin 她会教 Pre-K Remote 所有的学生，然后我们同时也会有小组教学，小组教学的时候呢助教呢会负责不同的小组，然后这种模式呢是 teaching pod， 我们从pre-K 开始一直到5年级都是这样的，所以在开学的介绍的时候呢我们所有的老师都会和大家见面，这样远程教学的时候呢每天可能会有不同的老师和你进行远程教学。
Okay, so what does the day look like? Across the grades, the children will be expected to log on 8:30 for the morning meetingand to get the schedule for the day. It will be posted on the Google Classroom. Depending on the class, the teacher might go after morning meeting, jump into a whole group lesson. It could be a writing lesson, a reading lesson, it could be a math lesson. It will be live, or it could be a video, and then the student will be assigned work. As they're doing their work, they can type in their questions in Google Classroom.At a later time, the teacher will probably schedule time to meet again, and they'll probably have another lesson, another topic, and they'll have independent work. It'll be pretty much like a school day with the teachers going live throughout the day. teaching a new concept or reviewing. So when the teachers go live, the morning meeting will be whole class. She might then choose to work with maybe 10 of the children on a piece of writing that they have to work. Then she'll meet with those 10 children while the rest will be doing work. So in that sense, the times will be set, but we're gonna wait to see how the classes actually, you know, the makeup of the class and what they need. I hope this helps with the pre-K mom and everybody else. Just expect that the child will be in school 8:30 to 2 o'clock every day. And whatever time the teachers go live, you will have a schedule for it. Now, I know we have issues with internet. We're taking attendance. So your child at some point has to tune in. If you're having trouble with the internet, just have your child message the teacher. If they can't get on live, they have to do the work and we'll count that as attendance, okay? We're not out to get anybody. We're here to support you. Sijia.
在远程学习呢，也会和在学校一样，每天是从8:30到2点钟开始。8点半呢，我们会开早会，然后就会正式开始上课，可能是直播，也可能是发视频上去。然后小孩子会有独立做作业，有时候会有小组教学。那么这个之后，我们都会给一个明确的日程安排给大家，所以小孩子们知道什么时间要做什么事情。不像去年是没有一个日程安排，现在我们会有个明确的日程安排。然后呢，在这个过程中呢，我们也会签到。如果小朋友家里有网络连接问题呢，不用担心，可以告诉老师。如果没有办法来完成直播教学的话呢，可以看之后的录像，然后上交作业，这样我们也会记录他出勤。我们不是说想要抓小孩子，让小孩子倒霉，我们是想要帮助小孩子，所以我们会理解各种各样的问题。
Okay, when will the class start? Classes officially start September 21st on a Monday. I know, thank you, Chen Jing, for sharing the 16th. The 16th will be when the teachers start checking in to make sure you can get on Google Classroom. We're not teaching, we're just checking in, making sure you're okay. We will also have orientation where you get to meet the teacher. It'll probably be in the morning. You log on a Zoom call and you get to meet the teachers. If you can't meet the teachers, do not worry. We'll try to record it and we'll post it. So school starts on the 21st on a Monday for blended and for remote. Sijia.
那我们呢正式开学是9月21号早上8点半。再说一遍，是9月21号早上8点半。有的家长呢说是9月16号，其实9月16号呢是我们开始进行开学的导览。我们会确认每一个小朋友呢都已经登录上了谷歌教室，然后我们还会年级的老师跟大家见面，然后介绍一下课程，介绍一下我们，这样小孩子知道他下一年的老师是谁。如果没有办法出席我们的这个开学导览介绍的话呢，我们也会录像，然后把视频发上来。
Okay, I just want to say there's quite a few blended families on, so Nayeli and other families, if you are in group B, you will come in on September 24th though. You'll log online on the 21st, but your first day in the building is that Thursday for Group B.
Okay, Nayeli. And for the families, if you're in Group B, you come in on the 24th, but everybody starts the 21st.
对，然后还有一个事情要明确一下，所有的人都是从9月21号8点半开始上学。我们会把所有的小朋友分成 A 组和 B 组。如果你是在 B 组的话呢，你是9月24号到学校来上学，但是你9月21号早上8点半要记得登录谷歌教室，然后上课做作业。所有的人，不管是哪一组，9月21号8点半开始。
Okay, my child will need a metro card. Do I request that the first day? Yes, your child will go see Miss Nina. Usually, If your child had a card before, they will automatically get one. If not, you have to bring in proof of address or send that child in or make an appointment. We're letting adults in by appointment, and that's, you know, DOE compliance issues at this point. Just make an appointment. We just need proof of address.
Okay. 刚才有家长说，如果我需要地铁卡的话，我是第一天申请吗？是的，你第一天申请，你可以到学校来，然后告诉 Miss Nina。但是你来之前呢，一定要跟我们预约，这也是教育局的规定，因为所有来这个学校的建筑的人都必须要有预约才可以。如果你的小孩子之前就已经有过地铁卡，那么你今年应该也是有地铁卡的，你可以打电话和 Miss Nina 确定一下。
Okay, do we need to bring the books back to school or do we keep them? Whatever we give you, if you're on remote, keep them at home. We'll make a decision if you decide to come back and blend it, whether we should bring them in or not, so don't worry. I know some of the remote families asked if they could borrow books. The answer is yes. What we can do is if you want your child to borrow books, we'll send books home. They keep it for a week. You return it the next week. We give you a new set of books and we put those books out of circulation for a week before we put them back in the classroom library. My only dilemma is that you're going to have to, so the child will have to take the books that the teachers pick to give them because they cannot come into the building. But we can definitely loan your child reading books, okay? But that you will have to come into the building and we'll contact you and you could swap books and we'll try to do it on a weekly basis if you want to come into the building. That I can't keep shipping out to you. As for the writing notebook and the math books, basically if you stay on remote for the school year, they're yours to keep. If you come back in, we might not need you to bring it in. We have to look at how many notebooks we've ordered, okay? Sija.
那刚才有家长说，因为去年在关学校之前呢，老师有给每个小朋友一些书和一些作业本，那这些东西要不要归还？如果你今年还是继续选择远程学习，那这些东西你可以一直留着。如果你今年选择了一半到学校，一半在家里这种，那我们要先看一下我们今年有订多少新的本子和新的书，然后再告诉你要不要把这些还回来。那之前有一些家长问我们说，小朋友可不可以到学校来借书？这个答案是可以的。我们可以如果你想要到学校来借书的话呢，你可以联系我们，然后我们时间我们会把书给你，然后呢你可以 keep 一周的时间，然后下一周还回来。那也请大家放心，被借出去的书还回来，我们会在那里静置一个星期，保证所有的病毒都走了，才会把它放回我们的图书馆，然后再让别的小朋友去借。然后如果说您住得很远的话呢，也可以联系我们，我们可以把书寄给您。
Okay, Sija, can you read the next two
Yes. She or he is asking, how do new students set up School Connects? I think.
Okay. Tell them that they can't get set up yet. The minute we're allowed to set them up, we will call them.
Mm-hmm. 那刚才有家长说，如果是新生的话呢，怎么建怎么联系我们刚刚说的 School Connects 这个软件？然后呢，校长说现在新生还没有办法 set up 这个软件。然后当新生可以 set up 的时候呢，我们会打电话联系你，然后帮助你 set up。
Okay, so the next question, very important. If approved for outdoor play at Seward Park Field grounds, can a remote learner join in and hang out with the in-school kids? Asking since we live in Seward Park Co-op, hopefully there could be structured play. You know, I apologize. In the ideal world, that can happen. But remote children cannot join in with the, the in-school children, only because the whole point is that we're keeping them in pods so that, you know, the chances of anybody catching anything or even spreading anything is limited to, you know, it's traceable. So, you know, I apologize, but that wouldn't be possible.
Mm-hmm. 然后有家长说，因为之前校长说我们的一些体育课和瑜伽课呢，可以申请到户外进行。如果说有这些户外进行的课的话呢，选成了远程教学的小朋友们可不可以加入？如果家住得很近的，这个答案呢是很抱歉，不可以。因为呢，我们所有选择了混合学习的小朋友都有记录在案，然后如果说万一有什么病毒被发现了，那我们就是有记录在案的事情可以查究竟是谁。有这个信息传播的这个病毒，然后为了安全起见呢，如果是选择了远程是没有办法加入这些课外活动的。
Okay, can we switch from remote to blended after school starts? You can switch from remote to blended once the DOE puts out the next survey. So they plan to do it quarterly. So I am guessing in November,they'll put the survey out, and then if you want to opt into blended, that's when you can opt in.
刚才有家长说，我们现在选择了远程，可不可以换到混合教学？然后这个答案是，你可以换当DOE 发了下一轮的调查的时候，然后 DOE 告诉我们下一轮调查会在下一个季度，也就是说大概会在11月的时候 DOE 会发下一轮调查，然后那个时候你可以从远程转成混合教学。
Okay, when is the meeting with the teachers? That will happen either the 16th, 17th or 18th, the teacher orientation. We will let you know.We have to plan it out by grade in the school building. So we will let you know and we will send reminders out constantly. If you miss it, don't worry. We will put it online.
刚才有家长说，说了这个开学的介绍和老师见面，这个到底是什么时候？这个每一个年级都不一样。总之是会在16、17、18这三天进行，然后我们会确定了日期之后不停的发通知给大家，这样大家就不会错过，就算错过了也没有关系，我们也会把视频发到网上，所以大家可以了解相关的信息。
Okay, do we use the classroom to start? You'll be on Google Classroom, same thing as in the spring. We will be using Google Classroom to study remotely.
刚才有家长说，我们有没有一个特殊的教室使用来进行远程教学？我们确定的远程教学使用的平台还是谷歌教室，还是一样的。
Okay, I'm sorry, I skipped the question. For pre-K, is there a break for lunch and nap time? The five-hour school day isn't for the pre-K kids too long. Okay, yes, there it will be a lunch break. If you're not remote and you're coming in, we're going to ask the families if they want us to put nap time closer to pick up so that when you pick up your child, they can nap. Or if you want us to do it earlier, like we really want to support you and your family. So we're going to, if you're coming in, we're going to ask you if you want the nap time later on in the day so they'll coincide with pickup so that you can actually take them home and they'll nap. If you're on remote, the teachers are not on constantly. You pick your own lunch time and your own nap time. But yeah, it's 5 hours and 20 minutes, right, Olga? For the school day?
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry. The four-year-olds have a ton of energy.
Okay. 刚才有家长说，对于四岁的学前班的小孩子来说，五个小时20分钟太长了，有没有午餐和午睡的时间？如果你是选择到学校来上课的话呢，我们会有午餐的时间，然后我们会调查选择到学校来的家长，然后看看你们是想把午睡的时间安排在接近放学，还是安排在其他时间。然后如果你是选择在家的话呢，因为老师并不是五个小时20分钟全部都在线的，只要老师在线的时候你尽量在线，那剩下来的时候你可以选择你自己的午餐时间和午睡时间，然后完成作业，这个都是你自由选择的时间。
Okay, if we have school books from last spring, should we bring them back when we pick up materials?Yes, please. we may order teachers give you the guided reading books, which means that they don't have any in the classroom right now. So if you're able to, we would like the reading books returned so that we can put them aside for 7 days and start using them. That would be very helpful. And thank you for asking that.
刚才有家长说，如果说我们借了学校的书，当我们送小孩子回来混合学习的时候，可不可以把它还了？校长说，好呀好呀，谢谢你问了这个问题。如果你还了的话呢，我们会把它静置7天，让所有的病毒全部都消散掉了，然后再把那个书再放回去。
Okay, can you read the next question, please?
It's a very hardworking parent asking if there is a holiday. Does that mean, for example, for group B, 28th will be a holiday, so they miss one school day. Will there be a makeup for that?
Oh, no. That's a really good question, but I apologize. We're not going to make that up. What we could do if you want is give extra homework.
然后有一个家长说如果 A 组和 B 组比方说 B 组礼拜一礼拜二来然后礼拜一正好是假期那会不会有补课之后把这天补上这天是不会补上的但是我们可以试着布置更多的作业让他来完成需要完成的学习内容
Okay.
And the next question is how would I know if my kid is in group A or group Bo
Oh no, if you're on remote learning, you're on every day. There's no group A or B.
The group And if you're A, blended, please tell me your child's name.
Yeah. So basically, if you're on remote, you're on every day. If you're coming in, then it's group A or group B. So Lee Juan Lin, if you could just put your child's name in, then we'll let you know what grade. I mean, what group if they're in for blended.
然后这位叫林丽娟的家长如果你的小孩子是远程学习他是每天都要学习的没有 AB 的说法如果他是选择混合学习的话呢他就算他不来的那一天他也需要在网上进行学习的总之都是要每天学习的然后如果你想知道你的小孩子是在 A 组或者 B 组的话你可以私信给我们的副校长 Ms. Lipsky 然后他会帮你查然后告诉你你的小孩是在 A 组还是 B 组
Okay, so I don't have any more questions, but if you think of some more, just email us. Like, we will respond. How about that? Next one. Do we have school holiday schedule yet? Yes, we just got it this weekend. We will post it on the website. And we will put, actually, not School Connects. We will put the link on School Connects, but we'll post it on the website. We just got the calendar this weekend.Families, I know everybody is worried. Don't worry. Children are very resilient. They learn no matter what we do. So, Sijia, can you translate that? And I'll ask you to read the next question.
Yeah. 刚才有人说学校的放假的什么时候放假的这个安排有没有出来刚刚才出来这个周末才刚刚出来我们会把贴到网站上面是学校的网站上面然后大家可以去查一下看看我们什么时候放假什么时候开学这所有的信息都在上面然后呢我知道很多家长呢都会很担心校长告诉大家不用担心小孩子其实是非常有韧性也非常乐观的我们要相信我们的小孩都很坚强
Okay.
The next question is for remote learning when do fifth graders starting choose their apply for middle school
okay do not worry my fifth grade families Miss Rachel is on top of itLike I shared in the other meeting, there will not be real school tours. It'll probably be virtual school tours. We don't know how they're handling it yet, but the minute we know, we will have a meeting for fifth grade families.
那校长刚才说呢五年级的家长不用太担心我们现在还不知道什么时候开始但是我们的辅导员 Miss Rachel 呢她是在紧密跟踪这个事情当开始申请的时候可能不会有实地的学校考察但是会有网上虚拟的学校考察我们会把我们知道的所有信息都告诉大家
Okay, so we'll talk about the factsschool officially starts for blended and for remote on the 21st. See, Jav, you could share that because that's concrete.
然后呢，校长最后说，我们再次重申一下一个事实，不管是远程学习还是混合学习，都是9月21号正式开始。
The school day is 8:30 to 2 o'clock.
那学校上课的时间呢，是不管远程学习还是混合学习，都是8:30 to 2:00.
Okay, we will be on Google Classroom.
那远程学习的时候，我们是会使用谷歌教室。
Children are expected to attend every day.
不管是远程学习还是混合学习，小朋友每天都要学习。
Yeah, we're going to ask that for the remote learning, when it's live, the children be in front of the screen and the screen must be turned on.
然后呢，当小孩子进行远程学习直播教学的时候呢，我们会要求小孩子把摄像头开开，如果没有什么禁忌的话，把摄像头开开，这样我们可以跟小孩子进行更好的互动。
Okay, we will take attendance.
我们会记录考勤的哦。
Okay, if there's internet issues, just let us know. Then we'll expect them to do the work and we count that as attendance.
如果家里有网络连接问题的话呢，请告诉我们，然后同时呢，去完成一些作业，这样我们也可以记录它出勤了。
We will start setting up the Google Classroom. Once that is set, we will post it on School Connects. We'll put it on website. So that you will know, and we'll probably contact you to let you know what class your child is in during the remote learning.
然后呢，我们会开始啊，这几天老师都会有在学校开会，然后我们会开始建立我们的谷歌教室。当我们建立之后呢，我们会联系大家，告诉大家分到了哪一个远程学习的教室，然后大家也要及时收邮件，同时我们会把相关的信息发到网上和 School Connects 上面。
Okay, Leo Tan's family has a question. Oh no, they asked that one already. There's another one that's underneath.
So she or he is saying group, when it is not group A's turn to come, they are still supposed to go online and do the work, right?
Yes, yes.
那刚才有个家长说 A, B 是到学校来上课的时间，那没有轮到他到学校来上课，是不是也要在家做作业？是的，是的，是的。A, B 是轮到你到学校来上课的时间，如果这个时间没有轮到你的话，你要去网上上远程的课，然后在网上做远程的作业。每天都有课，每天都有作业，不管轮不轮得到你，都有的。
Okay, Francis,She missed the first part of the meeting, so the 8:45 to 1:45 schedule is no longer in place for kindergarten. It is in place for kindergarten for blended. What I'm talking about are for the families on remote learning. If a family is on 100% remote learning, their schedule is set from 8:30 to 2 o'clock. Okay, Francis? I have another question from Mikey. Can you read that one?
I have two kids. One is in kindergarten and then another one is in fourth grade. Can I send them all together to school earlier?
We're not allowed to let anybody in the building till 8:30. I know we used to let them come in, but we're not allowed to. I think if they're coming in, we should have put them together on the same days.If not, can he put the name of his child, type it in so Ms. Lipsky knows, and we will make sure they're in the same group. I can't let families in or children in early. I'm so sorry. I mean, that was what was really special for our mornings. The children really had time to socialize and chat and have breakfast. We cannot let anybody in until 8:30. And that's for safety reasons.
那之前有一个家长说，幼儿园8:45 to 1:45还是这样的吗？还是这样的？我们说八点。
Oops, sorry.
程学习的小朋友的日程表。然后还有一个家长说有两个小孩子可不可以提早送到学校，我们根据教育局的规定，任何小孩都不可以在8:30之前进入到学校的这个楼里面，是为了安全考虑。但是如果他们是兄弟的话呢，他们应该已经是分到同一天到学校来的。如果您不放心呢，可以私信给我们的副校长 Ms. Lipsky， 他会再次确定他们是都分在了相同的到学校来的一组里，这样您可以同时接送。
Okay, I think we're good now. Thank you for your patience. We can end this meeting if there's no other questions. And you know, if I get more updates, we'll do more town halls. I try not to take up too much of your time, but if there is an important update, we will have another town hall, but we will give you enough notice. Oh, okay. Can you read the next one?
I'm sorry, I missed the meeting. I want to make sure, how do kindergarten kids be splitted into different class? Should I check my email?
Yeah. what you can do is text Ms. Lipsky. You put in the chat privately, or it doesn't matter if we know. Your child's name will tell you what group, whether group A or group B. It should be in your email also. Mm-hmm. Or school connects, okay?
那刚才有个家长说，我想怎么知道幼儿园怎么分班的？应该是有寄邮件，如果没有的话，你可以联系我们的副校长 Ms. Lipsky， 他会告诉你你分到了哪个班，然后是哪一个组 A 组还是 B 组。
Asen, thank you for attending again.
Asen? That's my Asen?
Yeah. yeah, this one student attends all our meetings. So listen, families, don't worry. We'll make it work. We made it work in the spring, and now we're even better at the remote learning because we had all of spring to practice. Your child will learn. It'll be fine. It'll be a good year. It'll be very different. But like I said, we had months to get better at this, and I think we are better at it. So stay safe. If we have any updates, we will let you know right away. Okay?
那校长说大家请放心啊，不用太担心，因为整个春天我们都用了 Google Classroom 的平台，所以小朋友应该是可以很快适应的。如果没有更多更新的消息呢，我们会发在网上，如果有很多消息呢，我们会开下一次开会。然后谢谢大家出席今天的会议。
Okay.